Welcome back to the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. In podcast, what is this? Podcast 411, I'm going to introduce a new wrinkle. You guys have heard me talking for a while about some additions or changes to the BobDavisPodcast.com, and I'm going to talk about those in podcast 411. Now, before Mitch and I start talking about this story and what we're doing in this podcast, I want to tell you about a new sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast, Tara Bachlin. If you're on the wellness path these days, what to eat, how to eat, when to eat, it can feel like another job. Lots of conversations about diets, losing weight, the right diet, if you exercise, and so on. It takes a long time to get up to speed when you're trying to figure out what to do. And the thing is, there's no good explanation of what it takes to be healthy. Every person's needs are different. And no matter where you are on the wellness path, input from experience is always useful. So I'm welcoming Tara Bachlin as a sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast. She knows what the struggle is like, believe me, and she draws on her journey and experience to health to help you. Tara is introducing weightfreewellness.com, where she shares her personal experience, constructive and intuitive guidance, healthy recipes, and natural remedies. That's WEIGHT, weightfreewellness.com. It's wellness guidance, a compassionate ear, help in finding individualized solutions, simplification. It's so important. I lost 40 pounds, 45 pounds actually, and you know, trying to figure all this stuff out is almost impossible when you've decided you want to start losing weight. And she can explain in plain English products, methods, why they may be the most helpful or not at all helpful to you. So if you're already on the wellness path or just starting out, trying to get healthy and wade through the maze of diets, plans, supplements, pills, and advice from friends, check out weightfreewellness.com and let Tara help you figure out the best approach. She helps you find out what's right for you. At weightfreewellness.com, there are recipes including the elderberry syrup, which is a natural cold and flu preventative. Tara's working up a blog on her favorite remedies for the coming cold season. You know, last year, she gave me some of that stuff, and it's really amazing. I drank it, and I was like, this is doing things to me right now. Weightfreewellness.com. Check it out now and get Tara's Weight Free Wellness Cookbook for free, which includes the elderberry syrup recipe and other seasonal health tips in the Weight Free Wellness newsletter. That's WEIGHT, weightfreewellness.com, weightfreewellness.com. And thanks, Tara, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, I am here with Mitch Rossa, who is my friend, and of course we don't use the term webmaster.
No,
anymore.
We do not like the term webmaster. It's disturbing, to say the least.
But you have appeared. You appeared election night, and then you appeared at some point. I recall way back when.
I think this is my first appearance before midnight, sober. And not completely exhausted.
Yeah, because what usually happens is, you know, I'll come up with some crazy cockamamie idea in my head about what I want to do with the website. You work on it for a while, and then you come over and we have dinner, and then we don't do any work. We just talk about stuff, and then
steak and conversation.
Hey, we need to get this done because the sun is coming up or something.
Right. And that's why I try to do these things at my place, not here, because I'm too ADD riddled with the conversation that doesn't follow a linear path.
I actually should record the next conversation because it goes in directions. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Mitch. I'm going to start by telling I have a bunch of quarters on my. On my desk, because I usually never use the desk. I have a desk down here in the studio. I never use the desk. I'm always upstairs in the kitchen. You know, I'm down here when I do podcasts and stuff, but I'm always in the kitchen for some reason. So my desk has a bunch of boxes that I keep my bills and weird stuff and copy for commercials and stuff in the boxes. These are the tops of boxes that hold paper, the multi-systems, you know, the 8x11 paper.
Pretty nicely organized system.
Thank you. And I also have three large peach jars.
Sliced cling peaches? I'm trying to read.
So I used to eat peaches. I don't know what I was. I used to buy those bottles of sliced cling peaches from
Orchard Select.
I don't know where I'd got them, Lunds or something, and I would eat them because I was trying to diet, and that was my... And then I would buy whipped cream, and I would have the peaches and the whipped cream. Doesn't work very well.
It reminds
well for
me of, like, back at my parents' flop house that they bought, that the old crazy guys had jars, like pickle jars, lined up on the windows, and you've got pickle jars full of pennies
except
and
they're
nickels.
Except they're peach jars full of pennies and nickels.
Right. At least it's, you know, a viable currency.
Yeah. And so... There's also a big pile of quarters and pennies and nickels because I've never emptied the peach jars. You're supposed to take them to the Red Owl or whatever it is, the Cub Foods.
You know, banks will actually do that.
Yeah, my bank has one. But then, you know, I got to put them in the car. I got to go all the way over there.
It's better to let them pile up right there.
Yeah. And so while I was doing something tonight, you were
uploading a file.
Well, yeah, I can't say yet. We're not going to talk about what we did yet, but we will shortly. You piled all the quarters into sort of geometric shapes.
Well, it was $64 worth of quarters stacked by dollar in little grids of 16. I don't see that being very strange.
So anyway, and it just so happens that I have at least one bill from Mitch for $60. And so since I told you I'd pay you in cash, I was like,
I'm going to be getting $10 of payment or 10 pounds of payment.
Well, you said I need quarters. So there you go.
I'm going to be totally set.
I don't know what brought that on, but that's kind of the way
it
works.
You're just trying to demo my compulsive disorder for the world to see.
Well, and certainly I have no compulsive disorders at all. Between the two of us, this is just a comedy of errors all night long. But... one of the things I've been wanting to do with the BobDavisPodcast.com is to have a section for audiobooks. Not written books, but audiobooks. And now most talk radio hosts will write a book about politics.
Ghostwrite.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Except for Jason. He actually wrote his book. Jason Lewis did not ghostwrite his book. But they will write a book about something that they're concerned about. I mean, Sean Hannity is a perfect example. The guy's written, quote-unquote, written in hundreds of books. And
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah,
he's another killing one. Series.
Right. So they've got these books, and then they write them. I decided a long time ago. In fact, I remember saying on the air, I'm not writing a book. I'm not, you know, going to be in a movie. I'm just a radio guy, right? When I was working at KSTP. And now as podcaster, I thought, well, should I write a book about current events?
We all know your current stance on current events.
Yeah. And I mean, I fell off the news cleanse wagon some weeks ago. So, and I've talked about that, and that's okay. I mean, if you're on the news cleanse, great. If you're reading the news, great. I'm certainly aware of what is going on. I can't imagine writing a book about current events to contribute to the cacophony that is basically worthless. I'm not that kind of writer, and I don't want to be that kind of guy where, you know, you're going to go to a flea market 10 years from now, and there's going to be a book with a picture of some guy on it that says something, and people are going to go, what's that? Because...
Right. You're going to be on that little card out in front of Majors and Quinn.
Exactly.
$1.
$1 or, you know, of all the books that I've given them. And then if you go to Majors and Quinn, you think you're going through the, you know, through U.S. government security to give them books that they're going to sell. Yeah. So you know what I did?
Huh.
Well, they go, okay, we're going to go. I go in there, and for those of you that don't know, Majors & Quinn is a longtime bookstore in Uptown, and they're kind of picky. They're just
a little bit.
You know, and so I went by there when I moved. I had all these boxes of books. I was like, I got to get rid of these. You know, they're worth, and because you know why? Because it was all those kinds of books. Like it was all the books that I got sent at the station by these talk show hosts about current events, blah, 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 blah. And so I put them in boxes and I took them to Majors and Quinn. And the guy was like, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through all these books and then can you leave
a sign here?
Yes, you have to sign, and then they want you to give them
driver's license, please.
Right, they want your telephone number. They didn't ask for the driver's license, which was a fatal error on their part, because I knew they were going to do this. It's like, okay, so I'm going to go through the books. First of all, I went at closing time, they just wanted to get out of there.
They hate you first,
and then I said, "Here's these books, yada yada yada. Let me bring them in," and I brought in four cases of books, and they go, okay, so can we have your telephone number? So, because Ashley is going to go through the books, and then we're going to figure out what we can keep. Well, I'd done this once before, and they kept about four books, and then I had to go get
these
books, this giant, you know, four boxes of books back to my apartment. And I was like, you're not making me do that again. It's pain in the ass because, number one, I'm already giving you books. Right. You know, number two, then you call me and tell me I have to come and get them. So I go, he goes, do you have a telephone number? I go, yeah, 612-291-6362. Right. Okay, thank you. And then I'll call you and you come back and get the ones that we don't want. Yeah, got it. Fine. Drove off. So they still have the books.
You left them there?
Hell yeah.
Now the cycle is you go there first and then where was it? I used to, I was cheapos, not around anymore, but I would take them there. And then what's left, you take the half price books and they'll offer to recycle the ones they don't want.
Well, that was very nice of them. But I went to one of those places once and they did the same thing. We can only take this one, this one, this one. It's like I carried this giant box of books in and you're not going to take any of them. And what's the point? Infuriated me. So I'm in this case, I'm sorry to admit my dishonesty, but I lied to them. I gave him a fake name and I gave him a fake telephone number. You know, take the books.
But then you didn't get the money for the books.
It would have been like $6. It was more worth it to me to, you know, to like.
You know, the recycling garbage can behind your building is free.
Short circuit the Ashley and Jason.
You're just trying to screw with somebody today.
So anyway, I don't want to end up like that with my quote unquote book.
Oh, that's right. We were going somewhere with that story.
And my feeling is that I don't want to be the talk show host that wrote a book. The second thing is, I think that you can do more with fiction than you can with nonfiction. And I love writing fiction. I'm not good at it. I was at dinner this weekend with friends and I was telling them some story about my grandmother. I was telling a story about how when my mom was she was probably 11 or 12, my grandfather worked at the prison. And there was an altercation and a prisoner got out and he said he was going to kill my grandfather's family. And my grandmother was a store detective. True story.
Store detective?
They used to have detectives.
She worked at Macy's?
To stop people from stealing goods. And they used to have store detectives. And she carried a gun. I mean, this is serious. She had a 38. And so when this guy said he was going to kill my the family, the general manager of the Bob Davis podcast is going to be all over me on this one. She said, well, I'd like to see that. And she sat in the living room with the 38 on the table and played solitaire all night long, waiting for this guy to show up. He never showed up, so that was the end of that.
They never did.
But I told somebody that story, and they went, you should include that in a book. And I was like, you know, I don't want to waste that when I'm really not that good at writing, you know, fiction right now. So in my view, fiction has a lot more applications these days than it doesn't. So here's the story. I've written a story. I've only actually written the first episode. I'm calling it an episode or chapter because it's actually written as a TV pilot. And I wrote the TV pilot. First, I wrote it as a story. It was terrible. I reworked it as a TV pilot. Then I reworked the TV pilot as an audio book. So the first episode, which is the TV, it's the pilot, is now this audio book, which we're going to tell you how to get in a second. And I'm going to go forward, and as I figure out the next step, I'm going to go ahead and keep writing successive chapters of this story called The Chieftain, which is about a family and a certain political situation in the United States. And I won't say much more because we're going to tell you in a second how to get the book. I am not giving it away. I'm going to sell it for 99 cents a chapter. I'm not going to give it away. What?
Less than a dollar.
Less than a dollar. I just figured I've put enough work into this, and I'm not going to sell creative fiction for free. I'm not going to do that. Podcasts are one thing, but something like this, I think it deserves to be sold. And we weren't going to make the page live today because I actually recorded the first episode last night in podcast time, and it was actually supposed to be a read-through. It wasn't supposed to be you know, it's a first read through. It wasn't the final product. And then you said tonight, why don't we just put it up live? We were talking about something else, and you said, why don't you just put it up live? And
so we can test it.
Well, I mean, the idea here is this is the beta test, so we're just going to let everybody beta test it. So the only thing that might happen is that I'll eventually upload a cleaner, not a cleaner, but a better read
more
version,
finished.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
On the other hand, sometimes, you know, the first take is the best take. I mean, it's not like it's poorly read or anything. It's just me reading this story.
Still a professional voice.
And you haven't heard it.
No, I have not. I've heard the beginning of it several times.
Well,
the first three words.
That's the excerpt.
Oh, well, then I haven't heard it at all. That's true.
So in a second, we're going to tell you about how to get it, and we'll talk a little bit about the stuff involved with actually getting the Chieftain 2021 story, which we're going to tell you about in a second. Now, I got to mention this. Hang on a second, because I do have to mention that I want to welcome my real estate sponsor to the Bob Davis Podcast. And I want to talk about history, as I do often. History demonstrates one of the best paths to personal wealth is through property ownership. Many continue to rent while waiting to purchase their first home or move up to their next home. The deal is, in the last 5 years or so, there have been many foreclosures and houses sitting empty for extended periods of time, and there have been houses renovated by fly-by-night house flippers. And you need to know the market, and to negotiate the risk, you need real estate professionals that understand the market. Interest rates have been near historically low levels for many years, and there's pressure to increase interest rates. In fact, there is talk on a lot of the financial blogs this week that the Fed may increase interest rates at their September meeting. This is the time to take advantage of low interest rates if you're in the market for real estate or someone close to you is considering buying their first home. I want to introduce prideofhomes.com to listeners and subscribers of the Bob Davis Podcasts.com. Prideofhomes.com is a husband and wife licensed real estate agent team and a real estate investor with experience to share with you. So take a moment and talk with Eric and Aram Lucero with Luke Team Real Estate and prideofhomes.com in the North and Northwest Metro in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Maple Grove, Plymouth, Rogers, Dayton, Champlin, Albertville, St. Michael, Elk River, you know, the North Metro corridor. For real estate experience, Eric and Aram Lucero with Luke Team Real Estate, visit their website today at prideofhomes.com. Here's the number, 763-433-9100, 763-433-9100. And thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Also want to thank the digital sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast, Alpha Systems. If you're a pilot, and I know there are pilots listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. Here's the bottom line. Alpha Systems AOA saves lives. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more information about Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator at thebobdavispodcast.com. And thank you, Alpha Systems, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. What else can I say about this? We've talked about lots of different things about this. So anyway, I reviewed why I wrote this piece of fiction. I'm writing it as it's going up. And I've had other people tell me, oh, that's really a risk. You're writing something and it's not finished and you're putting it up. And it's like, it's a serial. I mean, this is a serial story. I'm going to write it as it goes up. And if people send me emails about it, I downloaded it. I loved it. What's this all about? I'm gonna go ahead and incorporate that in the story.
A lot of famous books actually came out that way in serials and newspapers and magazines. I can't seem to think of anything off the top of my head. I don't remember if it was Catch 22 or...
Well, who's the
Catch
guy
on
that...
the right.
Dickens. You know, Dickens was... Someone told me, who should know, because they're actually educated in literature, that Dickens was none of his... He didn't write books. He wrote serials for, I don't know, one of those magazines back in merry old England.
Poe wrote almost exclusively for newspapers, I believe. Like, The Raven was originally...
Really?
It was...
a newspaper story.
I don't remember...
or what they called a serial in those
days. Right. I think... I'm not sure, but I remember something about the length of it was determined by where it was going to be printed, and it was like in a magazine or a newspaper.
Well, here's a little science fiction lore story.
Okay.
You ever read The Ringworld? The story Ringworld?
Yeah.
Larry Pornell
Long and... Long time back, yeah.
Jerry Pornell and Larry Niven or... No, it's Pornell and Niven. I forgot.
Okay.
It's been a long time. Science fiction fans will know. It's one of the best science fiction books I've ever read. I mean, I love it. And they were at a science fiction writers convention, and kids were at the door of their hotel room, and they opened the door up, and these kids were engineering students. Now, the story of Ringworld is it's a planet-sized ring.
Is it that the sun is dying,
if I remember? I don't remember, but like I just know that it's a planet-sized ring that these ancient engineers that nobody knew about built. Mm. But the book was called, the first book was called Ringworld, and these kids read it, and they were freaking out. And Larry, it was either Larry Niven or Jerry Pournelle said, well, what? And they were like, the Ringworld won't, it will fail because it's poor. It's because of these design errors. These guys had figured out, because you know how people can
be. And those are like the Star Trek geeks that complain about technical errors, like Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
Except in those days, it was all fun and right. You know, and so they said, you know, you have to write a sequel because, you know, the thing's going to fail. And so they wrote a sequel called The Ringworld Engineers, which is actually better than Ringworld.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool. At least that's my story from memory. So, you know, I am taking a risk by starting it with the first episode. I think it's going to be cool to do this because there will be no written copy of this. This is not, if I write this as a book, I'm going to have to go back and rewrite it.
Yeah.
Because this, if you were to read this, like I have the first episode.
Right here.
Right here.
Wow.
47 pages of audio. It's only it's a 38-minute.
Oh, it's big type.
You know, chapter. But if you were to read that, it would not be very good because it's not written to be read. It's written to be it's written to be narrated. So
it's like reading a speech. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Well, it makes sense, but it's not the same as
the delivery or the you've different writing style for written versus speaking.
The idea of writing it as a book, I would have to rewrite it, and I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm leaving this as an audio book because I think that's the way it should be told, and that's the way it is, and I'll tell you why. I used to tell stories to my son all the time. I would tell him fantastic stories, just insane. They were great, and he loved them, and he remembers the characters, and we remember the characters, and the situations and the stories, and every night it was tell me another story, and I would, anybody who's a parent has done this, and he remembers these stories that I would tell him, and they got really elaborate, like there were voices, there were, you know, I would make noises. I mean, it was crazy. And, I would tell him stories till he fell asleep, and the kid would never fall asleep because he was so enthralled with the stories. And we together kind of made up this story a long time ago. So that's the impetus. And then I've kind of adapted it to the struggles of modern times and where I think we might be headed. And, I don't need to, I'm not going to tell you the story, and I don't need to explain the story to you. It stands on its own. And if you follow it all the way through, so if you download every chapter as it is written, you'll begin to see where things go and what happens. And I will tell you, when you write fiction, you know, you create these characters, and the problem with them is they start walking and talking and doing what they want to do. And then it's really, it's a really interesting experience. Hmm. So the first episode has been put up, and now we're going to tell you, and the reason we did this podcast is because we feel that we need to tell people about some things regarding the interface we're using. We were just sitting on the deck having a long conversation about some of the limitations of this. So if you want to get the audiobook, you click on the bookstore tab, right?
Well, we don't have it on the menu yet.
What's the tab going to be? Should the tab be just bookstore or audiobook?
It's up to you. You're the author.
I think it should be audiobook, don't you?
Okay.
Audiobooks.
Should we add that to the menu? Should we actually put audiobooks on there?
I think we should put audiobooks on there, don't you think? Is that okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We started talking earlier, I thought we were going to keep this on the down low, that only the members of the podcast community we're going to be able to find it.
Would they be able to?
Well, we could just tell them.
Oh, you're saying what we'll do is we won't put a tab up, but it'll go live.
It'll just be, it's actually
okay,
there
we'll
now.
Do it that way.
But the listeners of the podcast can type in the address.
Oh, no, we have to have a tab. They'll have to be able to figure out how to type it in.
We'll put on a tab.
We're going to put a tab up, which is I didn't want to do because I wanted to beta test it, but you know what? It works. We know it works because we tried it. So we're going to go ahead and go live
with
it.
We'll do that.
We'll do that after we finish this podcast.
In podcast time, it'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. So when you hear this, it will be there. In fact, all I have to do is just, you know, well, anyway. So there's some little things about this that you need to know. So when you order this, you're gonna have to order it on PayPal. And I want to talk about PayPal very quickly. Some people do not understand PayPal. My mother, in particular. I tried to use that PayPal thing, and it. I don't understand what. Why do you have that? Well, she wanted to make a donation, you know. And I was like, first of all, I don't want her to make a donation because I don't want to take her money. But she was insistent. In fact, she mailed it to me because that's how insistent that she was. She wanted to buy a tank of diesel fuel for the Bumble Podcast Companion. But then she was all upset about the fact that well, here's the thing. When you go on PayPal, you're going to see pay with PayPal, and then you're going to see pay with credit card. If you don't have a PayPal account, then you don't want pay by PayPal. But if you have a credit card, you click on credit card, and it works like anything else online. You know, just enter your
credit card information, and you're good to go.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen is you're immediately going to get an email from PayPal that's going to say you spent money with the Bob Davis podcasts, mm-hmm. 99 cents. That's how much the first chapter is. And it's going to take a while, right? In our experience, it took a while because here's what has to happen. After the PayPal clears the payment, then the website, my website, Bob Davis, will send you an email, and it will come from Bob Davis, right?
Yeah, it comes from your email address.
And that is going to...
It's going to send you an email that says, thank you for your purchase, and here's the link to your download. And so you take that email, you click on the link, and it takes you back to the website, and it says download page. And there's only one download, because there's only one show, right? Well, it's the only one they purchased. So you click on that, and then it downloads it. The thing is, since the Bob Davis Podcasts maintains a high standard of audio quality,
I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Very large file.
It's a large file if you're on an iPhone.
It's 96 meg. It's a large file on anything.
Is it? Okay. So,
and I tried to argue with him, folks, but there's a commitment to quality here, not file size.
I hate these websites where people do. I even hate 128K websites where people post podcasts and they go, they're 128K. I upload 320K files. And you know why? God. You're going to listen to 38 minutes of a story somebody's telling you. You don't want to hear it sound like it's on a telephone. You want to be able to actually experience the person talking, right?
That's the joy of the podcast. I've told you a number of times, I love listening to the Bob Davis podcast when I'm out biking. And quite frequently, I'm looking overhead trying to figure out where that plane is.
Or the motorcycle.
Or helicopter or motorcycle or cops. Something is happening. And it's just deck noise.
Right. And it sounds good. If you're in your car, you know, people have really good car stereos.
I fall for it all the
time.
I'm out biking in the woods and I'm like, where's that fire truck or where's the plane?
The difference is this story is not being downloaded from iTunes. You know, I'm not going to put my audiobooks on iTunes in the short term because I don't want to give them a piece of the 99 cents.
Well, and also you have full control. You have full control of it because, like you said, this is the first run through. If we decide we want to change, if you want to re-record episode one or change how things are done, there is no, as we've discovered, trying to add and subtract from iTunes can be dangerous because the iTunes is...
You don't want to mess with the Borg. Just leave it alone.
Right. It's like trying to pull a soda out of a soda machine. You can't let go.
I mean, we've changed things on iTunes and it creates disturbances in the force. And we don't want to mess with it. So, and then the other thing is I'm still kind of testing this, but so you're going to get this email and it's going to say, here's the link to the download. Then you can go and you can download it. You get three tries to download it, by the way. If you have a problem with it, email me and then I will abuse you.
There's a little reset button on the inside so we can undo it.
Right. I will abuse you. I will tell you you're wrong. The customer is always wrong and it's your fault.
Once you've been properly corrected, we will reset the counter.
I will tell you, though, so people often say your podcast stopped in the middle. And it's like, if you have any kind of, especially a Galaxy device, you got to quit all the other apps out because sometimes, you know, you'll get halfway through your podcast and the we used to call it RAM memory on the phone will fill up. The buffer memory will fill up and it has to have more power to run it. But without getting people confused about that, if you're on a portable Okay, now this is the next step. And I'm sorry that there are so many steps for something that I'm asking you to do.
If you take out all the side stories, it's not actually that complicated.
No, once you run through it, you'll understand. I'll tell you why it has to be this way in a second. But go ahead.
I was going to say, you click the download link, and if you're on a desktop browser, it'll just automatically start going into your download folder.
Into your download folder.
Folder. If you're on a Mac, I don't know how the PCs work, but it'll download it like you're clicking on a photo or requesting a download. So it'll download that, and then you take that file and put it into iTunes or whatever music player is. You can just play it. It's an MP3 file. The only issue we ran into was if you try to download it on your iPhone, one, it's going to take forever because it's 96 meg, and two, I haven't figured out how to say, take this MP3 in this browser and put it in iTunes.
Right.
If someone actually knows how to force Safari on the iPhone or something to send it to iTunes, please let me know. But there's not many buttons on Safari, so.
Right. And there might be one in the new iOS.
Maybe.
But I'm going to get a new phone. I'll let you know. But we go, if there's changes or improvements that are going to be made to it, well, here's why it has to be this way. There are other ways to do it, to go through iTunes. To go through Amazon, but in order to get it on Amazon, you have to be a member of audible.com.
Correct.
And so it's the same process. You have to jump over another fence to get it anyway. So in this case, you buy it, you're going to get an email 10 or 15 minutes later, you're going to get a download link, you click on that, you can download it, and then the idea is you download it and put it in your iTunes file and then sync your phone, and you can listen to it on your phone if you want. And it's going to be really high quality.
It's a high quality MP3 that you have. There's no digital rights management or anything like that. It's just a file. Here you go.
And, you know, we could set it up so that it will destroy itself after, you know, three or four, but I don't believe in doing that. I believe if you pay for it, it should be yours. And if you want to, if you can go this far after all of this and copy it and then email it to somebody else, my hat is off to you.
Right? Email somebody a 96 meg file.
For just a dumb story. I love the story. I don't know where it's going to go. I have an idea in my head of where it's going to go, but I don't know where it's going to go. Just in terms of people that are a part of the creative writing community and the things that you go through, the thing that I've learned is this, and I will use a story from Glenn Frey of the Eagles. And if you go onto Netflix and watch the Eagles documentary, it's really great because Frey talks about learning to write songs. And he said when they first started out, you know, they were sort of a good time, southern rock LA band, right?
Never was an Eagles fan.
They lived in a house in, you know, I don't know, wherever, West LA, and Jackson Browne lived right below Glenn Frey.
Oh.
And Glenn Frey said, I didn't know how to write a song. You know, they'd had like, I think they had Take It to the Limit or something at this point. Maybe not. But he said, Jackson Browne taught me how to write a song, and he never knew that he did because I heard Jackson Browne going over and over and over and over and over again to write, what was it? Standing on the Corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down and take a look at me. Yeah. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy. There you go.
So, and they never considered themselves good songwriters. And they talked to a producer somewhere, and the guy said, just keep writing. You know, eventually it'll come together. And so when they released Hotel California, that guy called him and said, you've finally done it. You finally wrote a really good, you wrote a great song. Yeah. You wrote several great songs. And Frey was saying, you know, the thing is, you have to work at it and you have to keep doing it. And you have, so in other words, you have to write and keep writing. And I'm not trying to compare myself with Ernest Hemingway or anything, but that was the whole thing is, no matter what was going on with Ernest Hemingway, he wrote 7 or 8 pages a day and that was it. So I've been working on this every day where I'll write a paragraph and that's it. And to get it squared away and then cleaning it up and editing it and trying to get it close to what I want it to be. But I'm excited because I really like this kind of medium to work in. You know, I love doing, that's the neighbors. I love doing podcasts. But I also love the opportunity to tell stories through fiction, and I've decided to do it this way. I'm kind of sorry that you have to jump through all these hoops, but it's really not that bad.
Not when that
you
many figure hoops.
It out. Actually, it's 2 hoops. You pay, and then it
seems like more work because we were building the whole thing and then tested it. It was like you were kind of tired by the whole thing right. by the time it was done being built.
Yeah.
I try not to build things in front of you for a reason.
Right. So, anyway.
There's a little bit of impatience down here in the bunker.
So, this is kind of the soft launch of audiobook, Chieftain, The Chieftain 2021. Is it Chieftain or The Chieftain? I don't remember. I think it's Chieftain 2021.
Well, you tell me what you want it to be, and by the time podcast time catches up, we'll match it.
I think it's
The Chieftain 2021.
It's The Chieftain 2021.
Episode one, not chapter one.
Episode one. Let me know what you think. We just put the tab on the page, so it's up. And the thing is, this is great because this gives you guys an opportunity to beta test this with us. So, you know, bear with us while we figure this out. I think we'll, you know, like most things, it'll get solved probably relatively quickly. Some of you may get emails immediately, and some of you may not get emails.
In defense, as the web developer, I have to point out that when I normally, as a professional, build a website, I normally don't launch it the moment it's been created, but
Bob wants it out right now.
Well, so.
I really don't, but I mean, you know, I'm willing to give you guys an opportunity to beta test it, and that's what it's all
about.
That's
really exciting, but
you know, people don't. It's 99 cents. It's not like you're buying a car that doesn't run. It's just you might not get an email, and you might. How what can be more fun than that? You know, waiting to see if you
we do have there
check
is a report
spam file by the way.
Check your, and if you don't. We do have a report of everything that happened, so if you don't get it,
we'll know.
We'll know. We'll know that you purchased it,
right?
So, and we have your email. So, if you don't get it, we can send you a new link.
Right, I can send you a new link and figure out another way to do it.
It's just we're jumping the gun on a normal development curve here.
Well, I want to get this done before Mercury goes into retrograde.
That's true.
That's the other reason.
That was, yes. And when is that? Is that the 17th?
The 17th. Okay. So it's coming up. Well, thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, Podcast 411. So join us in the beta test and give it a try. You just click on the audiobook banner. There's a little tab at the top of the bobdavispodcast.com. You click on the audiobook banner, and then you'll see the story. You click on buy. You go through the PayPal process. You'll get an email from PayPal, and eventually you'll get an email from the Bob Davis email, and that will have a link to your copy of The Chieftain 2021. Listen to it. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. If you have problems, send me an email. We're beta testing, so all of you guys will be helping us out. And I want to thank Eric and Aram Lucero of Luke Team Real Estate and PrideOfHomes.com. They're in the North and Northwest Metro, the North Metro Corridor in Minneapolis and St. Paul for real estate expertise. Eric and Aram Lucero with Luke Team Real Estate. Visit their website today at PrideOfHomes.com. These are the people you need to try to figure out the risk if you're looking for your first home or the next home or somebody you love is looking for their first home. 763-433-9100. 763-433-9100. Also want to welcome Tara Blockland to the sponsorship of the Bob Davis Podcast. Tara is introducing weightfreewellness.com, W-E-I-G-H-T, weightfreewellness.com, where she shares her personal experience, constructive and intuitive guidance, healthy recipes, and I could go through the whole thing, but Tara knows her stuff, and I love the elderberry syrup for dealing with cold and flu type stuff. It really works. And thank you guys for listening on the BobDavisPodcast.com page. Also, Stitcher.com, iTunes, or TuneIn. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks again for your donations through PayPal at TheBobDavisPodcast.com. That's keeping the Mobile Podcast Command Center up and running. And that's about it. Check out the story. Tell me what you think. And thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast, Podcast 411.
Seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Take it easy.